Oh, geez. Should I tell him that no contact is actually a little bit problematic, or should we just pretend that it's a magic cure-all? Yeah, screw it. Let's go ahead and tell him the truth about no contact. Hey there, it's Clay with modernlove.life, and as I said at the beginning of this video, no contact isn't going to work for all of you the magical and miraculous way that a lot of other people might be trying to make you think it is. Again, I know, I've heard it before, you know, stop talking to them, make it a surprise, wait a month, they'll miss you and crawl over broken shards of glass or something, and then the two of you are going to be back together. Sounds nice in theory, it doesn't work unless you do a couple things right here. So let's get into this. Number one, you gotta heal. I know that people think that there's a certain amount of time that it takes to heal, or that time heals all wounds or whatever, and there's even, like, you know, breakup calculus out there that says, like, oh, for every 1 year that you are together, it'll take 1 month to heal or something. Not true. We've talked about that many times, but time does not heal all wounds. You have to be an active participant in this. You can't just distract yourself and, you know, take yoga classes and learn Spanish and stuff like that and think that if you just do that long enough, you're going to get over your breakup. No, you have to go through an emotional process, and you can actually fast-track this by being an active participant in the process of emotionally healing, of coming to acceptance with where things are, of getting your emotions under control, and all of that great, fun, lovable stuff. But no contact isn't going to work if you're going into it broken and coming out of it broken. If you're going into it in damage control mode and coming out of it in damage control mode, right? You have to go through a healing process, but you want to be healed on the other side of no contact. If you're still wounded and broken and emotionally panicked and anxious and walking on eggshells and all of that, you know, hey, get that figured out. Next up, we want to correct what wasn't working in the relationship, right? Again, if you go into no contact as someone that they don't trust and someone who cheated on them and someone who isn't transparent or vulnerable or something, and you come out of no contact the same person, you're not sending a very strong message. They're not going to want to get back into the same relationship that they walked out of in the first place. I think most people get this, but we want to really show them that whatever wasn't working in the relationship has been corrected through our actions and deeds, okay? We're not just going to be talking about, oh yeah, I promise I'll never cheat again or anything. But we need to show them that we are trustworthy. Cheating isn't just a matter of, you know, certain body parts going into other certain body parts. You know, it's about trust. What can you do to build trust? And the more trust that you can build, the more someone's going to trust that you're not going to cheat on them, right? Same with other sorts of things. What is happening on the emotional level? And what can we do to really demonstrate that we're not walking back into the same situation all over again? Okay, so that's thing number two, correct what isn't working. By the way, if you're liking this video, you know what time it is. It's time to hit that thumbs up button. If you've already subscribed, you're cool. But if you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you subscribe to this channel and hit the notification bell as well, too, so that you can get notified when we upload new content. As well, it would also help me out a lot with my low self-esteem if you would drop a comment down below in the comment section just saying what a swell guy I am. Or at least just type something for the YouTube algorithm out there. It helps me out a lot. Just tell me what you had for breakfast, or what you might be having for dinner tonight, or what's something that you're grateful for today, even if it's just having a cup of coffee in the morning. That's great. These things are great free ways to help support this channel. But moving right along, another important thing you want to do during no contact in order to get it to work for you is to really align yourself with what it is that you want. Okay, so if you want to feel at ease and comfortable in a relationship, then you have to start by bringing that to the table right now. Learn how to feel at ease. Learn how to feel comfortable. Learn how to give up these feelings of anxiety and insecurity and all of these other sorts of things. And learn to embody that right now. Why wait for their relationship to feel calm and relaxed? Why not demonstrate to your partner right now what it's like to have a calm and relaxed and secure interaction with you before they're in a relationship, before they're in a commitment with you, so they know what they're getting into and they know, hey, you're a really cool, stable, grounded person. I want that in my life, right? Don't wait for the external thing to come in and give you a reason to feel that way. Feel that way right now. That's what the core message of way of being is all about here. But again, you know, if you're walking on eggshells as you go into no contact, I don't want to see you walking on eggshells as you're coming out of no contact, okay? Otherwise, you haven't really aligned yourself with what you want, unless you want to align yourself with walking on eggshells. Okay. I mean, hey, you do you, right? But moving right along, the next thing you want to really do is show your ex a new dynamic in terms of how the two of you are interacting with one another. It can't just be the same old. It can't be the same thing that wasn't working before. It has to be something different that's going to demonstrate to them that things are not going to be the same moving forward. So, I mean, you know, obviously what we've been talking about in this video is that they're not gonna walk back into the same relationship that they walked out of in the first place. You have to show them something different. They have to know fundamentally that this is not the same thing that they walked away from or that the two of you had before this whole no contact period. They have to be able to relate to you in a new way, in a different way, in a hopefully a more enjoyable and positive way. And again, by positive, I just mean that we're being more vulnerable and more transparent with one another. Not that we're, you know, laughing and joking around. That can happen for sure. But we want to be open and honest with one another, okay? That's really the true definition of a positive interaction here. The fifth thing that you want to make sure you really do if you want no contact to work for you is you have to learn to accept your partner as they are. Okay, now, of course, emotions can change. And if someone's, you know, upset with you right now, you know, time can help them to let go of that if they're willing to deal with their emotions, or how you interact with them can get them to let go of pain and hurt. But if they're a narcissist, just doing no contact isn't going to make them not a narcissist. Or if they're selfish, just doing no contact isn't going to make them not selfish. You can change the way that people interact with you by how you interact with them, but fundamentally, they're not necessarily going to make any changes about themselves on their own. You have to be willing to accept them as they are. You know, one of the things one of my early relationship mentors said to me was, how you find them is how they are likely to stay. And so you have to be emotionally prepared to accept them as they are. Can people change? Of course. Do people change? Of course. Could they change in the future? Of course. But are they necessarily going to change anytime soon? Are you okay waiting a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years for them to finally change, if they even do that at all? If not, then I wouldn't recommend getting on this ride. You have to be willing to love them and accept them for who they are. And if not, then hey, you got to be able to lovingly let go of them. But in no contact, you have to do no contact and change your way of being, and then see if that changes how they interact with you. But don't be doing no contact expecting them to become someone or something that they're not. Anyway, if you found this helpful, you probably really like our video series on advanced relational skills. It'll help you to learn how to connect and create a better emotional bond. During no contact, it's a great time to be practicing these things so that when you get back into contact with them, the two of you can connect in an amazing new way. Go ahead and check out this video series right over here next. I'll see you over there. Take care.